Austin, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. I am looking forward to speaking with you, and I want to say congratulations to you on being National Star Farmer this year. What a great deal.
I appreciate that.
All right. And now, you are attending the University of Missouri, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, what are you majoring in at the University of Missouri?
It is Agricultural Systems Management, and then I'm doing a minor with AgEcon as well.
Okay. So tell me about Agricultural Systems Management. What does that mean, and why did you choose that?
So it's kind of a breed between ag mechanics and ag engineering. And the reason I really focused on that was because on our farm, my brother, he's a lot more with books and business side, and I'm more the hands-on side.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to grow the operation, we have to be able to know how to do it properly without spending the most money and getting the biggest bang for the buck. So that's where the engineering yet the mechanics side kind of correlate to make a good mix, to be a good partner with my brother,
mm-hmm.
so we can continue to grow the farm.
And so what have you learned that you've been able to bring back to your business so far?
So for the ag systems management side, I've learned a lot of conversions. Simply, when you're building a building, like how much concrete do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can figure up the yardage pretty quick, figure out the estimate, how much it'll cost for the wood, for the tin, and to basically put up the structure real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a rough ball figure. And I can use that to then go over to the business side to figure out the return on the investment.
Mm-hmm.
So then I can see if it's something I should put my money into or something I should stay as far away as possible from.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the FFA for a second. So how long have you been involved with the FFA?
Well, my brother, he started, I believe, in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in fifth grade at the time. But I watched him going through the creed speaking, all the different CDEs. And in Centralia, we actually have a junior FFA. And
okay.
You can join that whenever you're in the sixth grade. So I joined that. We had a few meetings, you know, got to meet the ag teachers. And that way, whenever I went in as a freshman, I kind of knew what I was wanting to do. And from then on, FFA has been part of my life.
Well, good for you. And as you've gone through, I know you've served on a couple different officer roles. What were those?
So in my local chapter, I served as secretary as well as a vice president for 2 years. But then in Missouri, we call it area, which is kind of like a district for the state. I was the president my senior year.
Okay.
For our area.
Very good. What made you want to enter into that role and be an officer?
It was a way for me to give back, also to give that leadership to younger students, because everyone needs a good role model. And I had watched others impact me as I was growing up, so I just wanted to give that back to others.
And now you are National Star Farmer. How in the world did that happen, Austin?
Through a lot of applications and a lot of prayers.
Well, at least you know exactly how you got there. So let's talk about the SAE project that you've been doing that has got you to this point. You and your brother are selling eggs, but I suspect there's a little more to it than just selling eggs. Tell us about the project.
Yes. So whenever I had started FFA, I had 600 chickens, and I wanted to grow my operation, but I wanted to kind of understand a little bit more before I really started growing my portion of the operation.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew to over 15,000 chickens. But on the other side, I did AHS services, which I bought a sprayer and started doing some custom spraying for neighbors, as well as for my father, as well as selling some honey ice cream, which was mainly at the farmer's market. And the whole purpose of that was just to have younger children come to my booth at the farmer's market and to begin building that relationship with the kids as well as their parents. But on top of that, I also did pork and potatoes and radishes.
Wow. So when did you start this?
So my brother, whenever he was in the first grade, he started with 6 baby chicks. And just like any little brother, you follow your older brother around and want to do everything he does.
Okay.
And so whenever I got in the first grade, I joined in partnership with him. So I guess from 99 is when we started with a few. And it's just been growing ever since.
Yeah, I'll say from 6 chicks to 15,000 chickens, there's some growth there.
Just a little bit.
Okay. So how did it ramp up so big, and where in the world are you selling all these eggs?
So we supply most all the stores in central Missouri. We've been expanding currently, but we also sell to a lot of restaurants in central Missouri. We supply the University of Missouri dining halls, as well as the farmers market.
No kidding. Wow. Well, now, you said some interesting stuff about what you were doing at the farmers market, and I think you mentioned, did you say that you sell honey ice cream or give it away or something like that?
I sell it, yes.
You sell it, okay. And what you talked about was you like having the kids come over to the booth because you can start developing those relationships. So obviously, you've looked into how the sales process works, and you know that it's not just buy my stuff, but it's developing that relationship and making people like you and trust you and all of that. How did you figure that part out, and why did you choose ice cream to use to start building those relationships with people?
There was an older couple at the farmer's market that was selling honey ice cream. Well, they were going to retire, and their kids and grandkids didn't want to take it over. So we thought, well, this is pretty good. You know, we enjoyed the honey ice cream, and sure, everyone else does, so why not jump into it?
Okay.
So that's why we jumped into it.
Okay, well, good for you guys. Well, I want to ask you, I mean, you've built such a big enterprise all through high school and all through college. Is this something that once you finish up with your degree, are you going to be able to do this full time?
Yes, that's the whole reason we really, well, originally we started as an allowance, and then it went from an allowance to being able to help pay for our college. But then we saw that there was so much more potential with it, and we both wanted to stay home and farm, but the commodity prices keep going down, and land prices keep going up. It doesn't even out. So this is a good way for us to be able to stay on the farm and grow our families on the farm.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, I love it. I love it anytime somebody finds a niche that can help them to do that, help them to stay out there and be on the farm and keep good people out in our rural communities and all of that. That's all very, very good, Austin. I wanted to ask you, if there's a student out there listening and they would like to start off with six chicks and build something like what you and your brother have done, what advice would you have for them?
So I guess the biggest advice I would have is learn how to roll with things, and when things get tough, don't give up.
Yeah, that's really well said. Very succinct, but very true. You got to roll with the punches and definitely do not give up. There is a brighter day ahead, even when you're having a hard time, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Austin, I want to ask you, I mean, here you are the new National Star Farmer. What's that going to mean to represent Missouri in that way?
You know, I come from a farm, or from a family that all we've ever done is farm. You know, we came from Ireland farming. So to be announced that and given that kind of recognition, it's just, you can't ask for anything more.
Wow. All right. Austin, thank you so much for coming on today. Thank you for sharing your story. Really enjoyed hearing it.
Thank you for having me.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.